Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Lucid Dreaming. This file will, well, not quite put you to sleep, but rather help you to go to sleep in a specific way. Lucid dreaming is not that far away from trance and hypnosis. In a way, it is a method of self-hypnosis, where you are the one still in control of the scene. You will be a changer of worlds, a shaper of universe, able to control the things happening around you and inside of you. How much control you have is entirely up to you. Some enjoy full control over the situation, being able to move mountains with their mind, while others prefer a lighter touch, simply able to move, fly, swim, fall, or jump, however they want. And when they do so, you might find yourself following in their footsteps of many before you, enjoying the interesting sensations of your mind hypnotizing itself. Now, there are several ways in which you can do this. One of the important things is, no matter what method you choose, during the day, when you are awake, it is important to realize that you are awake, that you are capable of recognizing reality and noticing the difference when you dream. In a way, there is not that much difference between being awake and being in a dream, other than a certain awareness. The more vivid a dream becomes, the more you're able to see, feel, hear, touch. And you can do this too. So remember to recognize reality for what it is, so that you're also able to recognize it when it isn't. When you are dreaming, if you are able to recognize it, you can realize your abilities to control it. Now, first, it helps to know what a trance is or how to reach it. For yourself, it can be as easy as simply counting down. A lot of people enjoy a simple countdown to let your mind go quiet and enjoy the moment of peace in your head as you count down from 10, breathing, 9, focusing on every count, 8, knowing that you'll still be in control, 7, listening, 6, 5, focusing, 4, 3, very good, 2, 1. And from here, you're simply a drop away from falling into a wonderful deep state, an easy, relaxed moment where your mind just lets go for a little bit, because it's easy to let go of your thoughts, and even more easy to let it happen while you're aware of it, because your mind knows how to recognize a dream, how to drift away from reality and float into this state without a single thought. And yet, you are aware. Your thoughts are following along with my words, therefore some part of you is still awake. Right now, you're in a trance, both awake and asleep. Your body is resting while your mind is awake and aware. And from this place, from there, you can create worlds. You can formalize fantasies throughout your thoughts and drift through dream escapes crossing your mind. When you're in this state, it helps to tell yourself, I'm dreaming. And when you do so, you'll mention yourself. You imagine being in control, knowing that every part of your mind is capable of going through this. And while you do so, you feel yourself more and more relaxed, and yet also in control, an awareness of your thoughts, your mind, while your body is asleep. In this place, in this state of trance, you can give yourself suggestions, direction. You can decide to control as much as you want to, or to let most of the world simply happen calmly. And the more of the world happens, the more easy it becomes to focus on yourself, on your abilities. Perhaps your dream contains some wonderful feeling of falling, gliding through the air, feeling the rush, just going down deeper and letting gravity pull you down all the way. In your dreams, falling just feels as if you're light as a feather, floating, fluttering, until you reach the ground easily, stepping lightly onto the ground. From there, you could hunch down a little and push yourself off in a jump that towers buildings, that goes so high that far beneath you can see the land. And here, spreading your fingertips almost like wings allows you to fly, controlling the shift of air flowing past you, drifting, gliding, and maybe even flying further. And beyond lies an ocean, a deep sea to dive into, knowing that underwater you can breathe. You are free to swim down and gaze at the beautiful coral reef, swim with dolphins and whales and tiny, beautiful, rainbow glittering fishes, all as easy as breathing. And once you are ready, you may stop for a moment, press your hands together, and then open them again to change the whole world around you as if stepping through a portal. You control the world. Perhaps you want to step into the past, visit your own memories, enjoy time with those you left behind. It is trivial to let yourself enjoy these moments because you control them. You have the power to change your dreams as long as you are aware that you're dreaming. And when you do, It is up to you to choose how much or how little you want to dream. And that can be fun. Now, last but not least, you can also change yourself. Changing shape, changing size, becoming an animal, perhaps, or another creature altogether, enjoying the wonderful flow and power of your mind and your ability to change, drifting. Now, to help you, I am going to wake you up again, and afterwards I'm going to put you deep once more, allowing yourself to wake and go deep very easily will help you in lucid dreaming as you become more and more aware of what you can do. So from a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, wake, you can open your eyes and enjoy yourself, just letting yourself get back to reality, knowing that you're awake and noticing the difference between being in trance and being awake. And once you're fully awake again, it is also just as easy to go back into a trance. Take a deep breath in, and then exhale, going deep, dropping into a wonderful state of trance. It feels so easy now to let your mind drop and drift, float and flutter, swim and fly, jump and fall. Going high and falling deep. Landing even deeper into a state where you're dreaming. Visualize your world. Like painting a picture, imagine every detail that you desire in your dream. If you want to place it, you can. People, places, objects, and observations all can be placed inside your dreamscapes, creating a beautiful land unique to you. And once again, I'm going to wake you only to drop you even deeper. But before I do so, I want you to really imagine the world that you want to create. Just paint the perfect picture, all the colors that you want to see, all the objects you want to touch, move, the people you may or may not want in there, and of course, the sounds around you, the sensations of the area. Is it warm or cold? Are you alone or with people? Is it early or late? There are so many ways to paint in the picture, and you can make it an impossible dream with upside-down landscapes where you're falling into the sky and swimming up into the ground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, wake. And as you blink once again, notice once more the difference between reality and trance. The sweet state in which you fall deep, or open your eyes wide awake and be aware of the possibilities. Are you ready to go back down again and enjoy the lucid dreaming that your mind is capable of? 10, 9, You can do this too, counting yourself down 8, 7. Just imagine yourself going with the flow of the count. 6, 5. As you enjoy that state returning to your mind. 4, 3. It just seems so easy. 2, 1. Drop. And when you tell yourself to drop, your body can fall asleep while your mind is hypnotizing itself. Lucid dreaming is a bit like being your own hypnotist, enjoying the suggestions you give yourself and moving from one to the next. What will your next dream be? Where will it take you? And what will you do? What shape will you be in? And how far are you willing to fly or jump, to drift and enjoy? And remember, you are the creator of this world. When you realize that you're dreaming, you can change it. You can make it as nice as you want to. Allow yourself that control. Give yourself that opportunity. And enjoy those lucid dreams that you will have later. Now for me, it's time to wake you. I'm not going to put you to sleep, because I know that you will be able to do that yourself. Unless, of course, you want to listen to me a little more, but I'll leave that up to you. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10. Wake, and notice that you're back to reality. Very good. Well done. And enjoy your sleep later.